News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Well, if you were listening earlier, you will have heard Joe Lynham talking about the fact that the replacement ratio, the dependency ratio for people on the pensions is getting worse and worse. Fewer people having to pay for more. Well, the numbers on births aren't going to help that. Fertility rate now just short of 1.5 births per woman. Ireland now in the eye of a fertility storm. Professor Rona Mahoney is with us. She's a consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist in Holles Street and was one of the youngest masters of the National Maternity Hospital in its history. Rona, the overarching numbers of very low replacement rate, very low fertility rate, the lowest in 50 years. What's driving it?
Yeah, so we don't know because we haven't actually done a survey in Ireland, but it's very likely to be the same reasons that we see in other countries. And that is a kind of a rising cost of living. We obviously have a housing crisis. It's very difficult for couples to feel stable before embarking on a baby. There's also fears about employment security. Childcare is really expensive. And actually, even if you can afford it, really difficult to access. We still have a very kind of linear expectation in terms of working performance in a lot of corporate companies. So it's very hard for women to take time out to have their children. So we see now that we are delaying childbirth. So it's not just that fertility rates are falling. We're also having babies much later, and particularly our first baby much later, and of course then smaller families.
And is there any evidence of state interventions anywhere around the world being effective in reversing that kind of trend?
Yeah, there's been all kinds of efforts to persuade women to have babies. So, for example, in Hungary, if you've had your fourth baby, you're exempt from tax. I think Russia gives you free fridges. Japan has dating apps and gives you really high luxury postnatal care experience. There was a province in Finland that gave women €1,000 every year for about 14 years after having a baby, but it doesn't seem to work. So even the fridge, I know it's amazing, you would imagine, but that definitely didn't work. So actually, it's very difficult because presumably the kind of forces that are causing women to delay fertility or not to have babies are much stronger than a few bob here or there. So there's much more fundamental kind of social, societal issues that I think are driving this. UNFPA did an amazing study in 2024. They surveyed 14,000 people, including men, across 14 countries. And they found that really the big issues were, as we said, rising cost of living, delayed parenthood, housing crisis, kind of corporate structures in work, gender equality in terms of who does the maximum minding of children and nurturing children, as well as working, poor access to paid parental leave, and poor access to reproductive health care. And then there is also some women don't want to have children, you know, and we've got to respect that, you know, these things are also about choice. And that whole paradigm that all women want to grow up and have babies, you know, it kind of really doesn't always hold true.
And of course, those are very recalcitrant problems to try to solve on the side where you are trying to encourage. Rona, thank you very much, Professor Rona Mahoney there from Holles Street. That's it for us. We'll see you back at 7.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.